everyone knows that it's there, you know, next door, kind of. Just brilliant playing from everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that's conversely almost harder to do, is to not slip into that comfort bubble, that comfort of groove. And I think another interesting thing which I noticed throughout the first set was Craig Taborn's, his willingness to lead rhythmically, and Gerald Cleaver's playing, conversely, also leading melodically, kind of contributing melodic ideas. I find Craig often, he was in a special position as a piano player, and that often he was leading rhythmically. He was bringing very clear ideas that were rhythmically dominant in certain cases, and Gerald was very subdued for a part of his opening salvo. I think very subdued for most of the set, and playing at a level that was appropriate for the musical idea being presented.
Well, I think it helps that Gerald's also a really great piano player too, and William Parker also plays all kinds of Eastern and Middle Eastern reeds. And so that multi-instrumental nature that those two have allow them to hear the band from a different perspective. They can hear the band from a melodic perspective. You know, they can hear the band as a soloist. And that was the other thing, too, is they all took turns being in the forefront, but I wouldn't call anything really a solo. Because everything was very much a three-way conversation throughout. You can hear kind of the hints that they all have, the rooting they all have in African and Afro-Caribbean traditions as well. I think Craig has played quite a bit of Afro-Caribbean music as well. And William Parker also plays Gimbri, which is a West African instrument. And so that perception of what time is and how time functions and how groove functions, that's also a very integral part to what these guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you don't have to be metrical to groove. I think that was something that came across a lot in the first set, was that it wasn't necessarily in time as we understand it in the Occidental, you know, Western jazz type of sense of time, but it did groove in its own way, and I think that's what it was. It came from a sort of a more complex place, a place that isn't necessarily metrical, that isn't necessarily tonal, that isn't necessarily perhaps easy to grasp or dance to or bob your head to, but it did groove in this sort of undercurrent that was kept up by the three of them quite well throughout the whole set.
Yeah, I remember when William Parker did one of the Tools of the Trade workshops here at Swoney. This is maybe 3 or 4 years ago. He was speaking about how in improvising you can't ever be out of time, because we're human, we're living, we have heartbeats. And so at the very fundamental level of playing, as much as you don't want to be in time, quote unquote, there's always a primordial beat happening within us, and so we're always functioning within our own sense of time, and whether that coheres with other people or not, that's another story. But for Parker, I know he's very into the idea of it always being in some kind of time, and that was evident in the set that you just heard.
Yeah, that was deep, man. Yeah, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, streaming online at CKUT.ca, directly from La Sala Rosa. The Farmers by Nature show, Gerald Cleaver, William Parker, and Craig Taborn, live from the Sala Rosa in Suoni per il Popolo, this 21st of June. We're going to come back from the second set in just a moment, so stay tuned. Should be around in about 10 minutes or so. And in the meantime, we're going to hear from some other projects that these band members are involved in. We have on deck Craig Taborn's recently released solo piano album called Avenging Angel, out on ECM Records. And Gerald Cleaver also promoting a new album. His most recent one is called Be It As I See It. It features, among others, Matt Maneri. And we're going to hear from both of those albums coming up over the break before we come back for the second set of Farmers by Nature. So stick around. CKUT 90.3 FM. streaming online at tkut.ca. Special remote broadcast direct from Sala Rosa here in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And we're about to go into the second set of the Farmers by Nature show here at Sala Rosa, featuring Craig Taborn on piano, William Parker on bass, and Gerald Cleaver on drums. In just a few moments, we'll enter into the second set here on CDUT 90.3 FM. Stay tuned.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Music and Anti-Fascism, Reflections on the Past and Possibilities in the Present. Join us for a concert July 7th featuring Egyptian Cotton Orchestra, Montreal Free Jazz, Kim Dong Wong, free improv based on Korean traditional music, Skunk Heaven, New York City Noise, on July 7th, 2022, at 9 p.m., La Sala Rosa, 4848 Saint Laurent. For more information on the concert and conference on protest music and anti-fascism, music and antifascism.wordpress.com. This concert, with generous support from Suoni per il Popolo and Popolo Press. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation. And Anti-Fascism, Reflections on the Past and Possibilities in the Present. Join us for a concert July 7th featuring Egyptian Cotton Orchestra, Montreal Free Jazz, Kim Dong Wong, free improv based on Korean traditional music, Skunk Heaven, New York City Noise, on July 7th, 2022, at 9 p.m., La Sala Rosa, 4848 Saint Laurent. For more information on the concert and conference on protest music and anti-fascism, music and antifascism.wordpress.com. This concert, with generous support from Suoni per il Popolo and Popolo Press. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
So the plight of migrants seeking refuge is always a humanitarian crisis, but tonight we are dealing with a horrific human tragedy.
At least 46 people have been found dead inside a sweltering tractor trailer abandoned in San Antonio, Texas. 16 survivors, including four